faithful to your prayers.
中国三个礼拜的时间。
I was in China for 3 weeks.
虽然非常非常多的工作，还有包括在行程上面的这个很忙碌的行程。
There were so many works and lot travels.
但是我只有在最后一个就是回来前的最后一个礼拜天晚上的时候，我才精神上感到有点疲倦。
But I only felt really tired. On the last Sunday evening, just before I head back to the United States.
我相信这是很多弟兄姊妹为我祷告的结果。
I truly believe that's the power of prayer from brothers and sisters.
不断的有人在问我有什么感受。
When I came back, I often heard, "What's my reflection and feeling about my China trip?"
我想对基督徒而言
，For Christians,
中国教会的成长。
The growth of Chinese churches.
中国基督徒的每年的这种增长可能是我们最关心的。
The growth of Chinese Christians is something we care most.
有一个研究报告告诉我们呢，中国近三十年来基督徒的每年的增长从来没有低于10%。
I read our research report suggesting that the growth of Chinese Christian has been more than 10% every year.
所以我们知道从49年那个时候大概中国大概有70万的基督徒。
Counting the number in 1949, there are only about 700,000 Chinese Christians.
一直到改革开放到78年的开始，教会才有一些比较多的活动空间。
Then to the time of 1978, then churches start to have their more freedom.
但是在近这三十年里面，我们看到从70万变成了超过7000万。
And then in 30 years, the growth of Chinese Christian from the 700,000 to actually 70 million.
其实这个7000万算是很保守、很保守的数字。
But this is actually a very conservative estimate.
那所以我们看到这其中是神在其中做很大的工作。
We can see this is a great work of God.
但是我想指出一个教会成长里面非常独特的现象。
But I want to really point out one unique phenomenon in the growth of Chinese church.
就是在中国的这样很大的这个增长里面。
In this amazing growth in China.
但是一直却是没有传道人和牧者。
There's still a severe lack of pastors and ministers.
有一段时间，传道者和牧师全部都被关起来。
For a period of time in the history, we know that pastors and ministers were, of course, put in prison.
但今天，教会的成长跟传道人、牧师的这个比例严重的这个失调。
But today, you can see the growth of Chinese churches as compared to the growth of pastors is in this.Proportionally,
一般认为70个会众一个牧师，这是比较就是非常非常理想的状况。
People typically feel that the ideal ratio between a pastor and the congregation is 1 to 70.
70个，然后呢，比较就是比较辛苦，稍稍的，但是还是属于很理想的状况，是120人比例一个。
Well,If you don't have that luxury, then the next kind of desired ratio is 1 to 120.
但我们看到在中国这是完全相反的一个情形。
But in China, that's not the case.
可能700个信徒，甚至7000个信徒的比例，一个传道人都不到。
Sometimes, if you really count it, it's really the real ratio is about 1 to 700, even 1 to 7,000.
我在上海讲到了一个教会。
Once I had a preaching in a church in Shanghai.
他们有八个聚会点。
They have eight locations for
congregation. 但是他们却没有一个全职的这个牧者。
But they do not even have a one full-time pastor.
但是这类似这种情况在上海是很普遍的。
But this is a pretty common.
但是我们看到呢，他们的成长却是如此的美好。
But it's what a beautiful thing to see the growth of the congregation churches.
所以这个有一些会众认为教会没有牧师还好点，也是有道理的。
So sometimes the Christians believe we don't need a pastor, it may reasonable in some way.
你没有在大陆的这个处境里。
You have to understand it from the circumstances in China.
你很难去理解，为什么在没有牧师、没有传道人的情况下，这种教会这种增长。
So you will have difficulty time to really comprehend why the growth of Chinese churches.
有一次在这个叫亚洲领袖训练的这个聚会里面我在讲到。
Once I attended this gathering for Asian Christian leaders, and I had preaching.
这是美国人做的。
This was organized by Americans.
我那个讲到的题目讲到就是讲今天的这段经文。
Then the topic of my sermon is actually the same one I'm going to be preaching today.
耶和华是我的牧者。
I said, the Lord is my shepherd.
这句话是中国近代教会史里面很好的一个解释。
This is a really the best interpretation for the recent history of Chinese church.
我说总个人来讲呢，我们也能够体会到神做我们的牧者。
Personally, we all experience and feel God is our shepherd.
我们的成长是没有牧者的。
We grow without a pastor. Without shepherd.
而且我比较少分享我的个人的信仰见证。
I don't often share my personal faith journey.
没有人跟我讲过耶稣。
Really, there were no people in my life.Who told me directly about Jesus.
没有人告诉我教会是怎么回事。
Nobody told me about what church is about.
没有人做一些最简单的事情就送我一本圣经。
Nobody really gave me a Bible as a gift.
也甚至没有听过一首赞美诗。
I've not even heard a hymn.
然后呢，到了我自己主动跑到这个教堂去。
But it was really me, myself, who went to the church by myself.
但是你会发现在教会里面都是些什么人呢？
But then I realized, what are the people going to church?
教会里面的长老，那个最经常讲到的人，是连一年书都没有念过的。
I came to realize that the elder who did not have really basic education experience.
但是你不能够相信。
But you wouldn't believe then.
但事实就是这样。
That was true.
在这样的很小的一个乡村教会里面。
In a very small village church,
出了很多出色的传道人。
There were many pastors going out from that village.
我大概是七八个讲道人，讲到成为这个年轻人的服事讲道里面的其中一个。
I'm just one of those seven, eight pastors.
所以你会看到这是神在自己在工作。
So what I want to try to say is this is God's work. You can witness.
这是中国教会的经验。
This is the experience of Chinese church.
这是中国基督徒的经验。
This is lived experience of Chinese Christians.
是以上帝真是在我们生命中的牧者。
God is the shepherd in our lives.
但我们今天可能有些人对这个教会牧者的期待。
Today, probably I need to talk about the expectations from the congregation.
有的时候会把我们的这个注意力引开。
Sometimes we got distracted by that expectation.
我们忘记掉了，那神才是我们生命中最重要的牧者。
We often forget, actually, Lord is the most important shepherd and pastor in your life.
是最大的牧者。
He is the greatest shepherd.
真正最有智慧的牧者。
He is the one with full wisdom.
今天教会你的牧师。
Today, for many pastors in the church,
虽然也有这个牧者的这个称呼或者功能
despite the title and the function of pastor,
但是可能更准确的说法就是说羊群中的领头羊。
He or she is the really leading sheep in the flock.
所以也是在羊群中的一只，可能就是比较走在前面。
So he's one of the he's one member from that sheep flock.
我想这个诗篇大概是基督徒所有诗篇里面他最熟悉的一首。
For this psalm, I believe is the most familiar one for many Christians.
但是我们仍然需要重新来思想。
But I really remind you of having a deep thinking of what this psalm tells us.
到底耶和华是我的牧者究竟是什么样一个意思？
After all, what does this sentence, this verse mean Lord is my shepherd.
有些学者解释这段经文呢，认为这是一首君王的诗歌。
Some commentaries tend to suggest this is a psalm from a king.
是讲到呢，这个神透过这个君王的在这个以色列的这个国家里面的一个统治。
So this refers to the reign of a king in Israel through this kingship.
那又有人认为呢，这是一首救赎的诗歌。
Some people also believe this is a psalm about redemption.
因为呢，这个尤其是这个诗歌里面跟出埃及记的这个经历有关系。
Because the psalm really in some way point to the experience. In Exodus,
比如说上帝使他们不致缺乏。
For instance, it talks about they don't lack anything.
那这是他们的旷野里面的经历。
It really talks about in the wilderness.
然后呢，领他们在安歇的水边。
Leads them to besides quiet water.
就是指他们在干旱的时候，神把他们引到那些水源的有水源的地方。
It really refers to the Israeli get to the water when they were in the dry land.
使他们在青草地，就是神的供应。
So you know, make them lead them to the green pasture means the feeding or the supply of God.
然后呢，神引导他们走这个道路。
Then they walk through.The path is.
无论是顺境逆境
No matter it's in the high or the low point.
那或者是他们在这一种敌人面前，就是在那种征战面前
Or they come to the fight against their enemies.
那这是有不同的，从这个神学的不同神学的角度来解释
There's a really different theological perspective.
但是我们理解呢，这首诗歌的创作者大卫。
Now we have to come to understand the author of this psalm is King David.
他自己是就是一个牧者。
He himself was a shepherd.
所以他非常理解什么叫神是他的牧者。
So he has this deep understanding of God is a shepherd.
其实在这首诗歌里面，第一节到第四节是讲到神作为他的牧者。
In this hymn, in this psalm, if you read chapter from 1 to 4, he understands God is his shepherd.
在第五、第六节呢，是另外一个比喻。
In verses 5 and 6, there's another metaphor.
那其实是更多是讲到大卫作为一个战士的经历。
It really talks about David's experience of being our fighter.
那么我们看到呢，在这个诗歌里面
，in this psalm，
有很明显的一个三重的这个处境在里面。
It really relates to a triplex circumstances.
在第一、第二节是讲到呢，神引领他到一个非常美好的地方。
The first situation really refers to that God leads to a beautiful place.
从外在到他的心灵。
From the natural environment then to inside his heart.
他都是非常享受的。
He's really enjoyed.
在第四节开始。
From verse 4.
那么他就经历到这个不一样的这个遭遇。
Then it talks about his different experience.
应该是第三节连着第四节 sorry.
Actually from the second half of
verse 3. 那么在这里呢，就是讲到神引导他走的这个道路。
It talks about the path God has led him.
这条道路是要经过死荫的幽谷。
It talks about a path that going through the valley of the shadow of death.
什么叫死荫的幽谷？就是随时有死亡危险的威胁的这样的一个地方。
It means it's a very dangerous journey that he can die any time.
所以那他看到神的引领
Then he see the leading of God.
他经历了这种艰难，但是他也经历了神的保护。
He experienced such a hardship, then he realized the protection of God.
在第三个情境里面是更加危险的。
In the third circumstances, it was the most dangerous one.
是敌人向他的一种挑战。
It's actually the challenge from his enemies.
我们知道以色列是一个很小的国家。
We all know Israel is a very small nation.
然后呢，这个旁边呢有很多这些很善战的国家。
You know, there's many nations surrounding them are really good at fighting.
所以真的就很强大。
They are very powerful.
如果我们看到这个四世纪和撒摩耳记，我们就上书就可以知道那个非利士人一直是以色列人最让以色列人头痛的这个一个地区。
If you look the Old Testament like the Samuel, then you know that region is really the most troublesome region in terms of battle.
但是在这么多的这些敌人的挑战面前。
But before the challenge of so many enemies,
但是大卫说上帝做他的牧者。
David proclaimed that God is his shepherd.
所以他看到是完全不同的一个景象。
He's seeing a quite different picture in his mind.
就是呢，神为他摆设宴席。
It's God has set a table in front of me in the presence of enemy.
我们很难想象这个场面。
Probably it's hard to imagine what that is.
对面那个敌人呢，打过来。
You imagine that enemy is really attacking you from there.
然后这边呢，大家正在喝酒。
Then you are actually sitting by a table drinking.
好像不把他们当作一回事。
Just ignoring what really surrounding you.
大卫在这里，他绝对不是轻敌。
This doesn't mean David is really give no regard to the enemy.
如果我们研究大卫的生平，就知道这个人是很擅长打仗。
If you study the life of David, you know he's very good at fighting.
他每一次的这种对这战打阵这个战争的预备都是超过常人。
He usually prepares very well for any battle.
他的意思就是说，虽然受到很多敌人的挑战，但是他的这个宴席是宣告必胜，这是一种庆功宴。
So even so many enemies attacking him, but he's making this proclamation that.He's expecting the victory by God.
因为他知道谁为他征战。
He's knowing that he knew that who is fighting for him.
我们知道最经典的故事就是大卫跟那个哥利亚的故事。
You know, there's a classic story from the Bible. It's about the fight between David and Goliath. Yeah, the fight between Goliath and David.
我们看到两个人的实力是差别很大。
Of course, they are so different in terms of their physical power.
连扫罗那么勇敢、那么高大的人都在那里发抖40天。
Even for Saul, when he saw Goliath, he was really trembled for 40 days.
但是大卫这个小牧童
，But for a little shepherd, David,
但他就击败了这个巨人。
He defeated.This giant.
所以大卫在这里意思是指，在敌人面前，上帝为他摆设宴席，就是宣告这个庆功。
So when he said that God set a table before him, it means God is really provide this celebration of his victory.
这些敌人绝对不能够胜过他。
These enemies cannot defeat him.
相反
on the contrary,
他靠着上帝能够。征服这些所有的仇敌。
He can conquer all of those or defeat all of those enemies depend upon God.
所以这一篇的诗篇
，So this psalm
把这个大卫的人生经历
，has really portrayed beautifully the life of David.
在三个的不同的这个层面上表达出来。
In three circumstances from three angles.
所以大卫说呢，我一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Then he said that the goodness and the love will follow me in all of the days of my life.
他知道神过去对他的眷顾。
He definitely understands how God has protected him in the past.
神会一直的眷顾他。
God will keep caring and protecting him forever.
所以他说我要在神的殿中。
He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
所以大卫知道神做他的牧者，他不会有任何的缺乏。
So David understands that when God is his shepherd, he saw not want.
就像诗篇十六篇所说的，没有任何的好处在神以外。
It's just like what was said in Psalm 16. Besides God, there's nothing good.
我们来看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
大卫说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”
David said, "Lord is my shepherd."
大家注意到这个“耶和华”这个字这个神的名称。
Pay attention to this name of Lord.
那么在圣经里面我讲到神三个名字之一最重要的三个名字那其中一个是耶和华。
I talked about in my earlier preach about three names used in Bible for Lord. The first is the Lord.
这个耶和华是指立约的名字。
This is a name by covenant.
是指救赎者的名字。
It's the name for redemption.
是指上帝向我们施恩的名字。
It's a name about God's obligating His grace to us.
所以大卫说是这位立约的立约之上帝，这位施恩的上帝是做我的牧者。
So he's the one, the giver of grace. Then who is the shepherd?
这个牧者的牧者是一种暗喻。
This is a metaphor. Shepherd is a metaphor here.
不是指的这个英国一个神学家开玩笑说，耶和华是我的牧者，不是说上帝的职业是放羊的。
British commentary suggests that this verse does not suggest God was our shepherd, really shepherding the sheep.
对，它是一个形象。
It's a really a figure of speech.
在这个游牧民族里面。
In those nations who are really shepherding.
对，或者说在游牧这个文化里面，这个牧者的这个角色是什么？
Or in that culture, pastoring culture, what is the role of a shepherd?
牧者是每天把那个羊群带出去。
The shepherd will lead the sheep flock in and out.
然后把这个羊群带回来。
And lead them back.
然后把这个羊群带到什么地方去呢？
Where does he lead the sheep flock go?
就是下面所说的有青草的地方。
Then to the place where the second verse talks about.
是那些有水的地方。
The green pasture and the quiet waters.
那所以大卫讲到神是他的牧者。
So David proclaims that the Lord is his shepherd.
是他的引领者。
Is his leader.
是他的喂养者。
It's the supplier.
但是这个牧者的形象也是一个保护者。
But he's also a protector as a pastor.
就是当羊群受到这个危险的时候
，when they're in come across in a dangerous situation.
所以这个牧者就会保护这个羊群。
Then the shepherd will protect the flock.
是耶和华是我的牧者。
He said, "The Lord is my shepherd."
是表明神对我们有充足的照顾。
It signified the protection of God.
神会给我们有最美好的引领。
It's a really wonderful guidance from God.
上帝会给我们这种安全的保护。
There's a protection of security from God.
所以大卫说，当有这样的一位上帝来做我的牧者。
David said that when I have such a shepherd, the Lord,
那我必不致缺乏。
I shall not want.
这个不致缺乏呢？在中文或者在一些不同的英文翻译里面给人的印象就是神做你的牧者你就应有尽有什么东西你都不缺少。
Well, in many different translations, this verse was translated in a context that people feel when God is your shepherd, you just have everything you want.
但是呢这个就是这个签订本或者在这个英文新标准本他们的翻译我认为是更好的。
Then in the New King James or
King James, not New King, King James.
The King James, and then the
ESV.
New English translation. The translation is actually "I shall not want."
他的意思是说我没有什么想要的。
It means I have no desire.
意思是我无欲无求。
I have no desire.
他有一种满足感。
It's really this really.Satisfied from inside.
就是当上帝做他的牧者的时候，他没有别的想要的。
When God is his shepherd, he does not want anything else.
不是指他什么东西都有。
It does not mean he has everything he wanted.
而是他再也没有别的想要的了。
It only means he has no other desire.
意思是他在主的里面得到完全的满足。
He is satisfied in the Lord.
就是说他没有什么样东西是让他特别感到这个需要的使他这个不停的想要去追逐的。
He does not feel that he's in need of any material thing that he needs to pursue.
在这里是指他一种心灵上的一种富足。
It really talks about the spiritual wealth.
有了主以外我什么都 别的都不想要。
Having a Lord as my shepherd, I desire nothing.
但是我们注意到
But we have to pay attention to.
圣经里面讲到，当我们以主为我们的喜乐满足的时候
Bible reminds us, when we have our peace and joy on Lord, we will.
但是神会赐给我们所需要的一切。
We will receive everything we want given by God.
所以这个中文圣经翻译也在这个意义上是对的，就是我不会缺乏。
So the Chinese translation is very good in that regard. I shall not want.
那意思就是我们所需要的神都知道。
It means I will not fall short in my what I need because God knows what I need.
我们看到在圣经里面很经典的一个故事就是所罗门。
Another very classic story from the Bible is about Solomon.
所以当上帝跟所罗门说，你向我求任何东西，我都要赐给你。
The Lord once said to Solomon, "Is whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you."
但是这个所罗门呢，却什么也没有要。
But Solomon did not ask anything but.
他说我要的就是希望你赐给我智慧。
He said, "I only need the wisdom given by you."
让我能够懂得按照你的旨意去啊治理这些百姓。
So I can run this country according to your will.
但上帝对他说：“你没有求富贵，没有求长寿，没有求你的国家兴旺。”
Then the Lord said to him that you have not asked for the wealth, the long life, and the prosperity of your nation.
但是我要把这些都赐给你。
But I will give all of this to you.
所以当我们以神为我们的满足
When the God is the satisfaction of our life.
当我们在生命中把神作为我们的依就是在我们的一个依靠就是我们在他之外没有别的所求
When we solely depend upon God and have no other material desire.
神会赐给我们一切的需要
God will give everything that you need.
所以这是一种啊，我们这是一种大卫一种心灵的表白。
So this is a really our expression deeply from David's heart. He's trying to express here.
他的心安息在主自己的里面。
His heart rests in the in the Lord.
在圣经里面呢，另外一个用另外一个形式一个比喻来表达。
There's another metaphor used in the Bible.
他说。我在神的里面。
He says, "I dwell in the Lord."
他说我的心在神的里面像什么呢？像那个断奶的婴孩在母亲的怀中。
He's saying, "My heart is like a really little baby just stop being feeding by mom."
那个
be fed by mom.
这里有很关键的是断奶的孩子。
It's the little boy, you know, depend upon mainly on milk.
如果这个孩子还想吃奶呢，他在母亲的怀中就是不安宁。
If he still wants to get fed by the mom, he will not set rest.
他已经断奶了。
He stopped the milk as.
他在母亲的怀中，他唯一的喜乐就是因为他在母亲的怀中。
Then now the only joy left for him is he's been in the mom's chest.
这里是一种类似的感受。
So this is a similar feeling.
就是我们在主的里面。
In Lord.
我们无欲无求。
We have no desire.
一种以神为我们唯一的喜乐和满足。
Lord is our only joy and satisfaction.
但神会赐给我们一切需要的。
But Lord will supply.
所以圣经里面说，当我们以上帝的国、上帝的义，那首先去求神的国和神的义。
So the Bible reminds us that if you pursue the righteousness and the kingdom of God,
神会把你所需要的都赐给你。
The God will give everything that you need.
耶稣教导我们不要为明天忧虑。
Jesus taught us that we should not worry for the tomorrow.
而且说呢，你们所需要的，上帝全部都知道。
He says everything you need, God is
上帝照顾人到一个地步。
God is taking care of you in a way.
连你的头发都被数过。
He had counted how many hares you have.
而且呢，上帝连那些小鸟他都照顾得很好。
He has taken good care of those birds.
而且那些小鸟，那神那些连野地里面的那些花，神都照顾得很好。
And those wild flowers were well, that well, taken care of.
耶稣说，何况你们是上帝的儿女呢
？So you are children of God.
所以我们相信必不致缺乏。
So we shall not want.
那一位管理宇宙的上帝
，the Lord who ran the universe.
那一位赐福给全地的上帝
，give grace to the entire earth.
我们的需要在他的面前是微不足道的。
What we want is really so minimal, you know, in front of.
意思就是他轻而易举就可以赐给我们所有的需要。
He can really give anything that we want without any effort.
但并不是总是神总是这样做。
But God does not always do that way.
那神怎么样使我们得到满足
？How God will really satisfy?
所以第二节说使我们躺卧在青草地上。
He made us lie down in green pasture.
这个意思就是喂养。
It means he's supplying us.
牧者最大的责任就是让羊群能够吃得饱。
The most important responsibility of shepherd is to make sure.The sheep can have enough to eat.
而不是整天呢对这个羊呢这个很好。
It's not just to treat them well.
但是呢就是没东西给他们吃。
But give them nothing to eat.
那所以好像呢这个态度很好。
It sounds like a very good attitude to them.
也不打他也不杀他。
Does not beat them up and even do not kill
them. 但是就是没有东西给他们吃。
But give nothing to them.
我们知道这个牧者就是狮子。
Then this is a really irresponsible pastor.
这个神做我们的牧者，就把我们带到那个青草地来喂养我们。
When God is our shepherd, leading us to the green pasture.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣讲到自己是好牧人。
In the book of John, Jesus said himself as a good shepherd.
所以他让这些羊群出入有草吃。
He lead those sheep flock in and out from the pen.And having a green pasture,
就是我们的生命在神的里面会得到喂养。
So we will be supplied, our life will be supplied in the Lord.
而且呢，把我们领到可安歇的水边。
And leads us beside quiet waters.
意思是指这些没有危险的这个水边。
It's really to a very safe place near the water.
非常安静的。
So it's quiet.
你在那一个地方，那你可以是尽情享受的。
You really can enjoy. It's a such place where you can enjoy.
这是一个很美的图画。
It's a beautiful picture.
神来使我们得到饱足。
So we are really satisfied.
使我们能够在不被打扰。
We are not disturbed.
没有惊吓。
No danger.
我们的心里面非常的舒坦。
We feel so secured in heart.
这是我们信仰经历里面的第一个层面。
This is really first aspect of our faith.
当你真正认识上帝
，when you get to know Lord,
你会发现他恩典的丰富。
You can really come to realize the richness of
His grace. 你会发现上帝恩典的甜美。
So you can really taste the sweetness of His.
在你的生命里面，我可以跟大卫一样说，上帝是我的牧者，我别的真的什么都不想要。
In your life, can you proclaim like David, "God is my shepherd"? I shall not want.
所以你知道很多基督徒，那做了基督徒的人，他们可以丢下很多在人看来很贵重的东西。
So for many Christians who can abandon very precious material things,
圣法兰西斯当他听见上帝的呼召的时候
，Saint Francis,
当他听见上帝的呼召
，When he hear the calling from God,
然后他就把他所有的财产全部卖掉。
He really sold all of his fortune.
对他来讲，已经这些东西已经无足轻重。
He does not feel those things are important to him anymore.
对于很多人来讲，甚至包括这个爱情也可以放弃。
For even some Christians, that even they can abandon their love.
所以你会看到有很多人，他们要怎么去做修士，去做修女。
So they want to become man and also priest.
因为他们很多人，他们不再有这种爱情上的需要。
Because they don't have need for affectional love relationship.
因为他们在上帝的里面已经得到完全 的满足。
Because they are satisfied just by dwelling in the Lord.
所以这基督徒里面有第一层面非常甜美的经验。
So this is a very sweet feeling or experience.
就是在世界上的所有的东西对你来讲都已经无足轻重。
So for many material things in this world became so insignificant.
上帝做你的一切。
So God is everything.
在你的生命中，你再也没有什么什么这种要你是你必须要去得到的。
You have no desire for material things.
因为主已经作为你的满足。
Because God is the satisfaction.
所以很多人不能够理解的，不能够理解这样的经验。
So many people tend to have no understanding of such experience.
那我曾经跟一个人这个讨论问题。
Once I was in discussion with a person.
大概二十分钟过去以后呢，他就跟我说。
About 20 minutes passed.
他就说你肯定是刚信主不久的人吧。
He said you are a new Christian.
我说为什么这么问呢
？Why you ask this question？
他说我接触过这么很多的基督徒。
He said I've known many Christians。
他说呢，都有一个共同的特点。
They have a common feature。
就是那些刚信主不久的人呢，都有一个什么很都为信仰很着迷、很疯狂、很不理智。
He said for a lot of new Christians, they are really obsessed with their faith, so they become irrational.
所以我给你们起一个名字叫新教徒综合症。
So I say I give a new name. It's called the syndrome of new Christians.
所以呢，他说你们这些刚信主的人呢，好像除了主什么都无足轻重。
So for you guys new Christians, you feel like Lord is the only thing you care.
这是世人所不能够理解的。
This is a really the thing that the worldly people could not come to comprehension.
这就是彼得所说的，当我们经历到救恩里面那种说不出来的荣光大喜乐。
This is what really Peter said, that when you experience such a joy and a gratification.
所以对你来讲呢，你在神之外，你再没有任何一个追寻的目标。
So for a Christian that except the Lord, you don't really have any material thing you can pursue as your life goal.
真正的灵魂的伴侣。
So this is a really a soulmate spiritually.
而这个彼得说你们的灵魂的牧者。
So Peter said it's really the spiritual pastor or shepherd.
但是我们必须承认，不是基督徒的这种感受、这种经历往往不是很长久的。
Well, I have to confess that we have to admit that such feeling does not last long.
我们对主的那种依靠、那种满足，常常会受到环境的挑战呢。我们会逐渐淡化，甚至呢，不再像从前那样的单纯。
So the gratification depend on Lord sometimes has been impacted by circumstances.
我想要很快的把这个第三、第四节稍微提一下我们就要结束。
Let me quickly go over verse 3 and 4. I need to conclude.
在第三节里面讲到了，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
It talks about he restores my soul.
这个就是在另外一个英文的翻译为 return, 就使我的灵魂回转。
In another Chinese translation, it talks about my soul returns.
英文版对。那然后呢，这里的意思是指当我们感到疲倦的时候。
It talks about when we get tired.
当我们感到沮丧的时候。
When we get frustrated.
当我们内心缺少力量的时候。
When we feel we really powerless.
上帝会使我们的灵魂能够苏醒。
He will restore our soul.
使我们能够恢复 ,restore 使我们复原。
We can recover from that.
使我们能够在我们心灵里面的沮丧能够因为神对我们的医治而产生变化。
So we can recover from the situation being dismayed and frustrated.
这个我下次再继续解释。
The next time I try to give more.
然后说呢，
interpretation.
他会引导我走义路。
Then he will lead me to walk through the path of righteousness.
那这里的义路就是指的正路。
The path of righteousness really means the right way.
就是走的一个正直的 走的一条是最美好的路。
It's a rightful way, it's also a beautiful way.
但是这条正路。
Then this right, the path of righteousness.
在这一条啊，神所亲自引导我们走的到底是什么路呢？
The way that God actually himself lead us to.
我们相信。
What is this?
我们相信。啊，这个诗篇作者所给出的答案跟我们真实的想象是截然不同的。
I believe the answer given by this psalmist is different from what we typically thought.
我有一次开车的一个经历就是开那个一号公路。
Once I was driving on number one highway.
然后在那个一号公路呢开开开到大概一半不到，那发现呢那个临时那个路坏掉了，所以呢要改到要回头，重新要走回头。
Then I came to a stop that the whole road was blocked. I had to take detour back.
然后我又不甘心。
Then I just did not want to give up very easily.
你要再开两个小时回到这个蒙特瑞，再到这个101上面。
It's really hard to take a detour through Monterey then back to the 101.
然后我就问，我说有没有啊一条路翻过这个山啊，直接就穿过去，然后到这个的 San Luis Obispo 的。
Yeah, then I asked someone that about if there's a way I can take to cross the mountain get to the San Luis Obispo.
那个拦路的那个人，警察说没有，我不知道。
Then the police who sat on the roadblock said he does not.
我往回开的时候呢，碰到一个人啊，是一个年龄有点大的人。
Then I came across a senior person.
然后我又问他，他说有一条路。
I asked him and he told me actually there's a way.
然后呢，这个他说就在这个往这个山上去，那看你就往那个山上看的时候，你几乎看不到有路。
Then he pointed to the mountain. Which seemed to be invisible in some way.
然后我就相信他了。
Then I trusted in him.
然后就看到有一个小的要命，不是水泥的，就是这样的啊，就是这个土的。
Yeah. Then I saw actually a really dirt, very dirt, kind of road.
越开越偏僻，越开越小，越荒。
Yeah. It's just really a very remote road, and it get so small, so narrow.
所以我的就是不停的问，这是不是一条 right way？
So I kept asking myself, is this the right way?
后来开开开开了一段以后，突然到了一个军事基地。
Then actually, as I kept going, it reached a military base. Actually,
在一路上几乎没有碰到人，也没有碰到车。
I've not seen any passengers, any walkers or even cars.
但是真的走出去了，到了 San Luis Obispo.
But actually, that road really took me through.The mountain to San Luis Obispo.
在这里，大卫说：“神走引导我们走的那个 right way 是什么？是死荫幽谷。”
So David suggested to us actually the right way here is the valley of the shallow.
随时都有这种死亡的危险。
You encounter the dangerous situation very often.
我们怎么能够相信上帝引导我们走的路是一条这么危险的路？
Probably it's hard to understand that God will lead us away, which could be full of danger.
我们总觉得神引导我们走的路是最平坦、最舒服、最简单的。
We often think that the way God lead us to will be the safest.
但是诗篇作者告诉我们说，神引导我们去走的是死荫幽谷。
But the psalmist really suggests to us the way God lead you sometimes could be.Paths that full of dangers.
我为什么在这么仓促，我仍然要解释这段经文
？Why I want to interpret this verse even in a rush way?
我就是要就是特意要送给我们很快要回国的弟兄姊妹。
Because I want to really use this, I want to give this verse as a gift or encouragement to brothers and sisters who are going back to China.
对很多人来讲，神引导我们的就是什么，很容易移民到美国。
So for our thinking, sometimes we think the best way given by God is to immigrate to America.
怎么可能让我在美国找不到工作，然后回到那个国家
？How come God will not give me a job in the United States and I have to go back to China?
或者是可能别的什么原因让我不能够留下来，然后回到那个恐怖的国家
？Or for whatever reason I can't stay in the United States, I have to go back to China.Which is horrible in some way.
但是你要相信上帝。
But you have to trust in God.
这就是神引领的路是正确的。
Because any path God lead you to is the righteous
route. 虽然看起来很危险。
It may look dangerous in the beginning.
虽然看起来有很多的挑战。
It may full of challenge.
但是上帝与我们同在。
But God is in presence.
我们知道神的能力能够显在美国，也能显在中国。
God's power will work in the United States and also in China.
神使我们能够在青草地，在水边把我们引到那里，神也能够把我们平安的带我们走过死荫幽谷。
God can lead us to the green pasture, quiet waters. He can also lead us through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以我们不需要有什么悲情。
We don't need to worry about it.
所以我们不需要有很多的这个忧虑。
We don't need to worry about it.
说是他的杖、他的竿都安慰我。
His rod and his staff, they comfort me.
这是放羊的人的两根长短不同的就是棍子，两根长短不同。
Yeah, it's like two different types of sticks.
这个杖呢，就是
shepherd use.
杖是短的，是挂在这个腰边的。
So the rod is the short one.
然后这个杆呢是很长，然后前面有个弯弯的这样子。
The staff is a kind of a longer. Yeah.
那这个杖呢，主要是干什么呢？主要是保护用的。
So the rod is for the purpose of protection.
遇到这个豺狼的时候，他就用这个杖来跟这个野兽这个战斗。
When the shepherd come across wolves, he has to fight with the rod.
而这个杆主要是给羊群。
The staff is used to the sheep flock.
如果这个羊走歪掉了，他就用这个杆拨一拨。
When the flock is going astray, then he used the staff to guide them back.
如果有一只这个跑掉到哪里呢，就把它勾回来。
And if one sheep sort of maybe force.Then he has to use the staff to get the sheep back.
我们怎么样在这种死荫幽谷里面能够平安
how we can be peaceful even when we are walking through the valley of that?
就是接受神的竿的引导
We just receive the guidance from God's staff.
所以圣经里面说，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华就必指示他当行的路。
So Bible tells us who worship God, God will guide our way.
所以神会让我们在危险的境遇里面仍然保护我们。
So God will protect us even we are in the dangerous circumstances.
这就是我们的安慰。
This is our comfort.
那这就是我们的满足。
This is our gratification.
所以使我们在神之外，我们没有别的寻求。
So except for God, we have no desire.
我们不去指望某一个王公贵族。
We don't depend upon the wealth.
我们不去指望那些有名望的人。
We don't depend upon fame.
我们不是指望一种环境的改变。
We don't depend upon a huge improvement.
我们不去指望所谓有什么运气。
We don't really depend upon fortune.
而是我们信靠上帝。
We depend upon God.
在他的里面，我们平静安稳。
In Him we have peace.
我们就把自己的生命生活交托在他的恩手中。
We really submit our lives to Him.
他是我们的看顾者。
He is our.
他是我们的引领者。
Shepherd. He is our guide.
他是我们的保护者。
He is our protection.
我们还要要求什么呢
？With all of that, what else do you want?
主就是我们的一切。
God is everything to us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你自己宝贵的话语常常能够苏醒我们的心。
Your precious words really restore our souls.
让我们知道我们真正的牧者是你自己。
So we come to understand the real shepherd is you.
我们看到中国教会所发生的奇迹。
When we see the miracle happened,
是你自己。你自己的手在那里工作
It's the work of your own hands.
主让我们从中国教会的经历里面来学习来依靠你
Lord help us to learn from the experience of Chinese church.
不把我们的指望放在一个人的身上
We don't put our hope on any individual.
让我们的满足不在某一个事情上面
We will not be gratified on material things.
我们真正的安息在主你自己的里面
We rest in you.
让我们能够因为知道有你做我们的牧者，我们一无所求。
So we know because you are our shepherd, we shall not want.
因为我们所有的需要你都已经知道了。
Because everything that we want, you know and you supply.
或顺利，或遭遇一些困难，这都是你对我们的指引。
No matter we are having what we want or we're in hardship, you will guide us through.
使我们能够在其中都得到益处。
So we can really receive always the goodness from it.
就当我们没有去经历到那些危险，经历到那些困难的时候，我们不知道，不认识你的能力。
Lord, if we really did not have the opportunity to experience the hardship, we will not understand your power.
我们不知道圣经里面所写的那些应许是多么的真实。
We will don't really have a real understanding of the promise in the Bible.
当我们经历一些那些的危险，那些挑战的时候，我们发现你向我们的信实是何等的广大。
Only when we had this opportunity to experience difficulty and hardship, then we can come to understand your faithfulness.
你自己向我们所显的恩慈真是无可限量。
Your grace is so abundant.
主，你自己赐福给我们每一个人。
Lord, please bless each area of us.
让我们的生命真正每一天不断地受你自己的牧养。
So our life each every day will be pastored by you.
让我们能够顺服你的指引。
So we can obey your guidance.
主，你要特别赐福在很快要离开我们的弟兄姊妹和朋友。
Lord, we ask for your blessing on those brothers and sisters who are going to be leaving us soon to back to
China. 在他们所前行的路上，你都看顾保护。
In the past that we pray for your protection.
使他们在中国成为你的见证。
So they become a witness in China.
使他们能够在那个地方能够成为祝福。
So they will testify your blessing to others in China.
成为他们家庭的祝福。
They become a blessing to their families.
成为他所在单位的祝福。
A blessings to the organizations where they work.
成为那个社区的祝福。
A blessing to the community where they live.
甚至成为那个国家的祝福。
A blessing actually to the whole nation.
你与我们同在。
Be with us, God.
你保守看顾我们。
You protect us and take care of us.
一切的荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory and honor to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.